Jerry Bader Show, 1035. How often have I asked liberals who have consumed the global warming Kool-Aid to call in and explain how it works? Now, I did once explain how the theory works. I did it in great detail on the air. It's years ago. And by the way, I'm not saying it's a crazy theory. I've never said that. What I'm saying is there is not scientific evidence to support it. Contrary to what you were being told, there isn't. And I throw the challenge out there. Explain it. Explain how it works. Well, I received an email yesterday from a lib, and because she signed her name to it, I am going to name her. Hi, Jerry. Regarding global climate change, please don't say anything about the 200-year flood going on in England right now, or the extraordinary heat wave throughout Australia and the South American tropics, or the ongoing and predicted drought in California and large parts of the Southwest, because you'll confuse your regular listeners by suggesting that global climate change affects the entire globe and not just Green Bay. All of the continental United States, but I get her point. Extreme weather is exactly what has been predicted by climate scientists for about 30 years now. Actually, it's a lie. 30 years ago, they were still talking about the Ice Age. That's actually a lie. To deny the science behind climate change is worse than stupid. It's misleading and dangerous. You are no friend to listeners. And then I love this. Wait till you hear this one. And while I'm here, a question for you. What time each day do you receive your script for the day's talking points? And who sends it to you? Well, today, Beth Lemke, it was you. It was actually you. Other days, it's hours of show prep. But see, to the tiny liberal mind that has the intellectual capacity of my dog, it sounds like the same thing every day. It does. It does. No, just on this point. He goes, oh, don't do this to my dog. That's a fair point. I'm sorry. My dog knows it's cold out there. It's great. When if she does have to get out in the middle of the night, I mean, we set land speed records. We do. No, but here's my point on that. Okay. They all say the same thing. Who's your talking points? I've been hearing that for years. Me. Ask the dog. I'm up at 4:30 in the morning show prepping. All right. So I replied to Beth Lemke. Let me see. Now, I don't have these in order, and this is always really annoying. All right. Here is my initial response to Beth. LOL, just once I'd like to hear from a liberal whose email doesn't sound exactly like every other liberal's. Okay, Beth, and here I go. Briefly explain how man-made carbon emissions cause the planet's climate to fluctuate, temperatures to rise. By the way, Beth, why isn't it global warming anymore? Why is it now climate change? Why did that happen? What exactly happens when the carbon enters the atmosphere? What does it do exactly to affect that change? What do you think her response was? What do you think her answer to that was? So I said, explain the science. You're the one who has embraced science, right? So explain the science. What do you think her answer was? What? Yeah. Oh, no, I should explain it? You're close. No, she has a more long-winded answer than that, and she takes swipes at other things along the way. Jerry, thank you for your response. I wasn't sure if you or your crew did that. My crew. Jason's my crew. Oh, you're a fine crew. I would go to sea with you anytime. You're a perfectly fine crew. But Jason's my crew. Your question can be answered by any eighth grade science teacher. Maybe not home school or private school, but for sure in public schools. Okay. The answer by any eighth grade science teacher, just not by her. Or you could find the answers on the net in about 2 minutes. I know the answers. I wanted to prove, and I have, that you don't, if you really wish to. I will make no attempt to explain anything to you. Well, you know why? Because you can't. Because you don't have the first clue. That's why, Beth Lemke, you're lying. You don't have the first clue as to what the theory says. Yeah, she couldn't even copy and paste it off the web, for crying out loud. Because you know why? It actually is difficult to find. You know why it's difficult to find? Because those who are pushing this crap don't put it out there. Scientists, and by the way, those 97%, 97% of scientists, you're talking about 75 scientists there. About 97% of those 75 scientists. And we have debunked that on the air before. And I sent her the articles from the LA Times and New York Times that there has not been global warming in 15 years. 15 years. And I said, yes, we've pumped more CO2 than ever in the last 15 years. So how can the CO2 be to blame? I said, you've been given evidence that your argument is false, and you say it validates your argument, and you howl like a wolf, which is exactly what she does. It's exactly what she does. And so we went back and forth a couple of more times. Beth, I know you're lying. You're like every other liberal. You haven't looked into this. You don't know the first thing about global warming science. I have researched it, and I researched it for years. And I'm not going to give it away on the air. I'm just not going to do that. I'll make you go and dig for it. But you trust scientists. You put your faith in science. Beth, that makes you a Luddite religious fanatic. I have great faith in the scientific process. It is a method of scientific discovery that has brought us to the technological age that we now enjoy. And you should also check the SAT scores of homeschool kids versus public school kids, Beth. Pull your head out of your butt that way. Oh, I'm sorry, out of your anatomically dark place. Well, look at the spelling bees. Look at the national spelling bees. Which kids always do the best? Homeschooled. You look at those scores. She takes that shot at homeschool. What didn't she do through this entire exchange? What didn't she do? She didn't defend. Yeah, she didn't answer my question. But she didn't defend the science of global warming. You know why? She can't, because she doesn't know the first thing about it. Well, how can you deny? How can you support it? You don't know the first damn thing about it. Well, I just get so frustrated. But at least she wrote. By the way, that's another thing. The libs are really itchy out there. I am getting more liberal hate mail and pointless, useless emails like this one that are intellectually vacant than I have in a long time. It's 10:44.
The Jerry Bader Show.